知行英语 Listen and share.
Share 大家好，我们继续讲恐怖故事 Snake and 我的阿姨是条蛇。
He raced back to the forest to tell the hermit what had happened. And now, my aunt is staying in bed. But do you know what my aunt said? She told him she heard a foot while sleepwalking.
Either she will fear you now, said the old man, or she will try to get rid of you. Listen carefully. If you think you're in danger, you must search her bedroom for a snake skin.And when you find it, burn it. The young man thanked the hermit, but he was concerned. What would happen if he burned the snake's skin? He decided to give his aunt one last chance. While she was recovering, she caused no trouble. But as soon as her wound healed, she resumed her nightly slithering about the house. Sometimes,When the young man was lying in bed, he saw the snake slip in and out of his empty boots or up the sleeve of a coat he had worn. One dreadful night, he felt the snake wiggling under his pillow, and he jumped out of bed in a cold sweat. His dreams grew worse. He had a terrifying nightmare in which his aunt was trying to choke him. He awoke, gasping for breath,and realized that something was coiled tightly around his neck. It was the snake! He pulled it off and threw it across the room. And after he caught his breath, he knew he had to follow the hermit's advice.
He 赶忙跑回森林，与老隐士讲了事情的经过。婶婶正在床上休息，但是您知道她是怎么和我叔叔说的吗？她说自己是在梦游的时候把脚弄伤的。
要么她会怕了你，老人说道，要么她就会想办法彻底除掉你。仔细听着，如果你觉得自己有危险了，那就必须去她的房间找到蛇皮，然后烧掉。
年轻人谢过了老隐士，但是他也在琢磨着，烧了蛇皮以后会怎么样呢？他决定还是再给婶婶最后一个机会。婶婶养伤期间什么异常情况都没有了，但是伤口刚刚痊愈以后，他就继续和以前一样，每晚在房子里面到处游走。有的时候，年轻人正躺在床上，就看见蛇爬进他的靴子里面，然后又爬出来，或者爬到他的大衣袖子上。在一个可怕的夜晚，他感觉到蛇在枕头下面蠕动着，马上跳下床，吓得出了一身冷汗。他的噩梦越来越吓人，有一天晚上，他甚至梦见婶婶想要勒死他，真是太可怕了。他马上就惊醒了，大口喘着气，这时才意识到有东西紧紧地绕在了他的脖子上，正是那条蛇。他把蛇拽下来，扔到了对面的墙上。喘过气来以后，他知道自己必须要按照老隐士的建议做了。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
He raced back to the forest to tell the hermit what had happened.
他赶忙跑回森林，与老隐士讲了事情的经过。
And now, my aunt is staying in bed. But do you know what my aunt said? She told him she heard a foot while sleepwalking.
婶婶正在床上休息，但是您知道她是怎么和我叔叔说的吗？她说自己是在梦游的时候把脚弄伤的。
Either she will fear you now, said the old man, or she will try to get rid of you.
要么她会怕了你，老人说道，要么她就会想办法彻底除掉你。
Listen carefully. If you think you're in danger, you must search her bedroom for a snake skin. And when you find it, burn it.
仔细听着，如果你觉得自己有危险了，那就必须去他的房间找到蛇皮然后烧掉。
The young man thanked the hermit, but he was concerned. What would happen if he burned the snake skin?
年轻人谢过了老隐士，但是他也在琢磨着烧了蛇皮以后会怎么样呢。
He decided to give his aunt one last chance.
他决定还是再给婶婶最后一个机会。
While she was recovering, she caused no trouble.
婶婶养伤期间什么异常情况都没有了。
But as soon as her wound healed, she resumed her nightly slithering about the house.
但是伤口刚刚痊愈以后，她就继续和以前一样，每晚在房子里面到处游走。
Sometimes, when the young man was lying in bed, he saw the snake slip inand out of his empty boots or up the sleeve of a coat he had worn.
有的时候年轻人正躺在床上，就看见蛇爬进他的靴子里面，然后又爬出来，或者爬到他的大衣袖子上。
One dreadful night, he felt a snake wiggling under his pillow, and he jumped out of bed in a cold sweat.
在一个可怕的夜晚，他感觉到蛇在枕头下面蠕动着，马上跳下床，吓得出了一身冷汗。
His dreams grew worse. He had a terrifying nightmare in which his aunt was trying to choke him.
他的噩梦越来越吓人。有一天晚上，他甚至梦见婶婶想要勒死他。
He awoke, gasping for breath, and realized that something was coiled tightly around his neck. It was the snake!
他马上就惊醒了。大口喘着气，这时才意识到有东西紧紧地绕在了他的脖子上，正是那条蛇。
He pulled it off and threw it across the room.
他把蛇拽下来，扔到了对面的墙上。
And after he caught his breath, he knew he had to follow the hermit's advice.
喘过气来以后，他知道自己必须要按照老隐士的建议做了。讲解一下相关的语言点。
While 与 when 都可以引导状语从句，但是在使用上是有区别的。一般来说 while 表示持续的状态，例如文中的意思是在梦游中，必须要持续在一段时间内。而 when 引导的从句表示的是某个瞬间的动作，例如 We'll start when the team leader comes，
队长一来我们就出发。队长的到来只是一个瞬间动作。
Either or, 或者或者，这个短语里面有两个词都是做连词，因此后面跟单词词组或者从句都可以，但是要注意跟从句的时候前后的时态要保持一致。此外短语 neither nor, 既不也不，这样的用法也是可以的。
Resume,
重新开始。需要注意的是，这个词所表示的是重新开始做以前做过但是中断了的事情，并不是开始做一件新的事情。例如 Resume one's spirit,
重新振作起来。
In a cold sweat,
捏着一把冷汗，出了一身冷汗。
冷汗的表达方式是 cold sweat。
故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。